There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 20 Okay, here we are back, hour number three, with Professor Eric Carlstrom, emeritus, 30 years as a professor, and brilliant authority in his field of geography and more, and now he's an authority, and I think he's number one right now in terms of public notoriety about the idea of gang stalking and further tormenting Americans, and even worse than that. Gang stalking is something that most people really don't know much about. We've tried, and Eric has sacrificed, over a decade of his life now trying to inform people about this program that's going on all the time. They're just testing us. They're probing, testing, constantly evaluating to see how far they can go. And I guess the bottom line is they can go just about as far as they want to because they've got the courts on their side. They own the alleged government. It's no more of a government than, it's a joke. Eric, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Jeff. It's always good to continue our discussions on this. And we move along pretty quickly because you're so well informed on it, having been involved in it now, as you say, for, 25 years or so. Yeah, this is not new, but the science has gotten, Buck Rogers, way beyond what most people can even imagine. And I appreciate your comment about me being the top authority on this. This is not a claim I would make for myself. In fact, I was hoping tonight to talk a little bit about the testimony of a Swedish TI by the name of Magnus Olsson, who founded, a European Union civilians against covert harassment. He himself is a targeted individual and has really suffered in terms of his health, but tremendous courage, tremendous brains, and there are greater authorities. Dr. Ronnie Akilda, of course, who wrote the book Bright Light on Black Shadows, was the top medical officer of Northern Finland for years. She was targeted between 1985 and her death in 2015. This is torture. This is when governments torture and murder their own civilians in a slow kill process. As Ted Gunderson, who I'm sure you're aware of, the ex-FBI guy.
Ted on the program a number of times. Yeah.
great man, you know. He said gang stalking is a self-harm term for what is really government no-touch torture. So what's happening is they're trying to get people to commit suicide by making their lives so miserable that they don't have any other options. And so
by the way, that is a growing event among the, we'll call them the vax injured, the bioweapon injured people. Their lives are so miserable now. They're in such physical pain and discomfort and ailments. Oh, my God. And they are beginning to kill themselves. It's true. They just don't want to live with it anymore. It's that bad.
Yeah, the horrible thing, Jeff, is this is all very intentional. This is what the government wants. And 100%. You know, I mean, we keep talking about this and we talk about this, but I'm not sure if it's sinking through to the population that the government, you know, is bent on reducing our population radically and is using every trick in the book to do it, and that the military and intelligence and corporate sectors, as well as, of course, the academic and the press, are in on it. So we're really in trouble. This is a communist revolution, probably, you know, as bad as the Bolshevik Revolution, or as it may turn out, worse. And the French Revolution of, you know, 1789. It's by the same Illuminati, Jacobin, Masons, who are very much satanic in their orientation and very much want to take over the world and remove and
we're
control
the
world.
We're seeing that happen right now. Yeah,
we're seeing it all. Yeah. What an amazing time to be alive, you know, as well as a horrible time, really, because there's so much suffering now, and yet with these weapons, it's fairly easy to delude people as to what's happening. And so with the mind control weapons that we've been talking about, as well as the bioweapon of the vaccines, quote unquote, which I think have to be part of the same general plan, executed by the same people with the same objective, depopulation and control. And we're now starting to see that some people are, I think, equating these two depopulation programs, the mind control and the bioweapon of the vaccine, et cetera. And that's good.
They are beginning to see it. But, you know, I just last night we read 2 hours of the most horrific stories of people who have lost loved ones or are seeing a brother, a sister, a mother, an uncle, their lives just physiologically destroyed, and they'll never get better. They've been wounded. This is critically wounded, and they're going to die eventually. This is common. And I think that's where it's growing. It's not growing through the media. The media is a whore. So it's growing through word of mouth on social media and people to people. It's the only way they're finding out about it.
Yeah, you wonder when there's going to be a critical mass that wakes up. It's amazing we haven't had more pushback than we have had.
I have ideas about that, and they're not encouraging, so I don't want to even go there. I don't see it. Let me just in brief say, I don't see it. I don't think we have it anymore. I think it's been bred out of us. I think we've been subjugated by EMF and all manner of high advanced tech. I don't see people standing up. Eric, I don't. I wish I could say otherwise. If they're not standing up now, and they've just approved 3 of these death shots for all children 5 years of age and under, and nobody's in the streets, what does it take? This is infanticide.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is horrible. This is genocide. This is infanticide. This is a democide, murder by government. This is an ecocide, because these mad men and women are actually, as we hopefully we'll get into it a little bit, the testimony of Magnus Olson. This is an old project going back to the 50s and earlier, with the capability of controlling and actually killing all life, you know, plants, animals, and humans. I wanted to
all there.
Yeah, and it's the mind control.
Let me put it this way: they can do it anytime they want. Okay, they have the technology, they have the fungus, they have the microbes. They could wipe out all life on the planet anytime they want.
Well, of course, we have to we have to remember that, you know, America was founded on the principles of, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and freedom. And that Madison versus Marbury, 1803 Supreme Court decision, is still the law of the land, which says that all laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Of course, that would take out the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
Take out so much of the criminality that we're drowning in.
The National Security Act of 1947, and it would take out the Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad, or maybe it's the other way around, Southern Pacific Railroad versus Santa Clara County in 1886, which gave our civil liberties to corporations. And, of course, that was done with a legal trick. So we have been...
That's a long time ago, if you think about that.
Yeah.
1886. They've been planning this forever. That's the message.
Yeah. Read Unequal Protection by Tom Hartman, The Rise of Corporate Dominance and the Theft of Human Rights. And he tells that whole story quite ably, I might add. So, yeah, we have good guys out there. I think that I'd like to talk a little bit about more about the technology, the mind control technology.
Let's go right to it. Sure.
And we have been nibbling away at this, and we've been getting pieces of it. Now, let me just talk a little bit about the conclusions of Magnus Olson, which came out just today in a video that came out of I can't remember the outlet, but it's regarding an international tribunal issues a cease and desist order against neural monitoring, which is what we're talking about, the mind control, genocidal conspiracy by, and they name the defendants, the guilty parties, WHO, World Health Organization, WEF, World Economic Forum, Gates, Trudeau, et al., and mandates constitutional law enforcement of tribunal order. Okay, so that's the good. The bad news is when I saw this thing come across my desk, this came out yesterday, it only had 91 views. So, you know, it's coming up. But this is the effort of Alfred Lamont Weber, who's
Alfred,
a politician.
Yes, Lambermont Weber. Alfred has been around for a long time.
I assume you've had interviews with him, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Long ago.
Well, he's been a hard worker, and he's a lawyer, and he's an author, and he's put together this international tribunal. And today they did a kind of a vote up or down on this 207-page document, which is a cease and desist order for the criminals. He identifies the criminals. And one of the people that talks in this two-hour video is this guy Magnus Olson. And let me just read a couple things that he says. Without this weapon, and he's referring to the technology, the mind control weapon, neuromonitoring, they cannot take control of the world, which they have in their agenda. This means total mind control. The Swedish military, FOI, writes on their own website, "We are allowed to control Swedish politicians." This means total AI mind control. In Sweden, this was up and running in 1999. So the amount of public ignorance on this is truly mind-boggling, which, of course, we're trying to address, but seems to be an uphill battle since it is so technologically confusing. And as we talked about last time, I mean, you know, a rose by any other name is still a rose. Gang stalking has 100 different names. So when we argued or we discussed how many people know about gang stalking, well, maybe not that many, but by different names like counterterrorism or no touch torture or information warfare, which the Army has lots of documents about, which is the same thing, really, or electronic harassment or the electronic concentration or any number of 100 or so synonyms, which I have on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. We're in Orwell's world where confusion of terms serves to limit our ability to perceive.
It's a semantic war on the American intellect. On people everywhere, by the way. It's not just here. Sure.
Yeah.
They're playing games.
Yeah, they and the very this, you know, weaponized psychology, these guys are very smart. And linguistics, because a lot of CIA people are trained in linguistics and political science. He says, Magnus Olson says, the UN name for remote neural monitoring, which is also called gang stalking and electronic harassment or electronic torture, has become cyber torture. It is a weapon of war constructed and involved in the sentient world simulation. And this is, gets into the digital twin idea. And he would say most of us, or all of us, have digital twins now. This is the program that is going to rule the world more or less in terms of warfare tactics. Of course, the military's got the biggest budget, $800 billion a year, and so they control the direction of academic research, etc. It will control all creatures through DNA, he says. DNA samples were taken at our birth and were sent from many countries with deals made in the 60s with the U.S., which is always the lead agency on this. Says this began in 1958. Why? If you have the DNA, you can connect to the human mind. That is remote neural monitoring, what they call cyber torture. When they use this as a weapon, this is called, again, cyber torture. This sentient world simulation program started 35 years ago and is up and running today. The sentient world simulation can attach to everything that is living. Each creature, plant, animals, humans have a torsion field, and they can connect to this torsion field very easily if they have your DNA. Well, remember, Watson and Crick discovered the code of the DNA, and it has four letters in it, which are interchanged in many ways. Well, sure. You know, our brilliant scientists, and they are brilliant, figured out that you can convert this analog information to digital information, zeros and ones, as in computers, and now you can take the information in your DNA, your code of your DNA, and send it back and forth electronically, electromagnetically, with ones and zeros. So what you have is electromagnetic frequencies delivering information. Just like your radio delivers, you know, songs and voices and stuff, information is carried on those electromagnetic frequencies, those radio waves. So he says this becomes a highway to your brain with all functions from your total brain functions in your own mind. This means they can use your eyes to see what you see. Lots of TIs talk about this. They can hear what you hear. They turn you into a piece of surveillance equipment for them. And, of course, this is very useful for the generals on the field, you know, because they can get the soldiers to tell them what's going on. They can sit there at their computer stations, you know, back in the office. They can speak to you or make such noises that you can't even function as a human. That's voice of God. Microwave hearing, synthetic telepathy, all that, many terms for that. This slows you down as a functional human. And bear in mind that this guy, Magnus Olson, would have suffered from this for decades. We are talking about transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is in addition to EEG electroencephalograph patterns, which transforms your whole being. If you use it as a weapon, it incapacitates a human. This is called a non-lethal weapon, but it is lethal as well. And he says,
Eric, everybody's pointing at 5G. Where does 5G fit into this in your definition?
Well, okay, so one of the other judges in this panel said, is 5G instrumental to their agenda? And Magnus says, yeah, of course, 5G is a very, very important tool in this. Cognitive radio uses satellite 5G. All the ground-based systems at the same time, and ARP as well. They can even use 5G and 6G systems at the same time so that they won't lose contact to the humans that they want to work on at the moment. So this is the plight of a target individual. They have uber-valence, active surveillance 24/7, year in, year out, where the power structure, the NSA, Global Spy Network, the CIA, the FBI, even your local police, they all have you located, and they can influence your mind. This is a mind-influencing technology, as we've talked about.
Yes.
They can
yeah.
influence your decisions. And, of course, they can do this with politicians. So I think that they think, you know, they're pretty close to having it in the bag. I personally believe in God, and I, you know, this is his creation, and we are the crown of his creation. I don't think he's gonna let him do this for very much longer.
So I hope you're right. Boy, do I. And do a lot of other people. It's time to put a stop. This is on this planet, at this time, this is the final battle of good and evil. This is it. And are we going to do it ourselves, or is he going to step in, he or she, going to step in and help? Is the good in the universe going to focus here and eradicate the evil in the universe? I think they're energetic properties, frankly.
Well, you know, of course, Alfred Lamont Weber is the kind of the guy who founded the exopolitics department under Jimmy Carter back in the late 70s. And so he's been an exopolitician all these years, which I think kind of discredits his testimony because people will write him off. I think maybe he has a point, you know, But personally, I would take the Christian interpretation that we're dealing with demons and fallen angels, etc. But yeah, we're dealing with evil entities for sure, extraordinarily evil. And this is, I don't think it can stand. I don't think that this is the way of the universe. I think these guys are really swimming upstream. And they have all the scientific edge because they're 50, 60, 80 years ahead of us scientifically.
Depending on the discipline, you're correct. You bet.
Yeah. It's you know, I've learned a lot since I quit being a geography professor about things that I didn't really want to learn about, but it's been survival for me. And also, of course, it's survival for, I would say, the millions of others. And, of course, we are the prototypes for what they want to do to everybody, which is control people electronically, remotely. And if they are bad actors in the eyes of the AI or the eyes of the planners, the managers, all they can do, they can just cut you off from these smart cities, these electromagnetic grids. They consider you a node on a two-dimensional surface.
Good point. Very good point. Let me ask you this. How total, how complete at this point is their control? Their control matrix, their grid that they have installed for this planet and its so-called sentient species. How complete?
Well, that's a good question, and it was actually addressed in this very, very interesting presentation, about an hour and 43 minutes. Somebody, you know, talk about the how much control is being exerted by the AI, which, by the way, the NSA calls fully automated systems because of this Orwellian ability to change the terms to confuse people. So this is what Bill Benny said to Magnus, in fact, and Bill Benny is one of the highest guys in the NSA who's been targeted for being a whistleblower.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
And he would be, of course, both of these guys would be fantastic interview for you, Jeff, and you would realize that I'm not the number one authority on this.
Well, I know Bill Benny, and he'd be terrific, and Magnus obviously is somebody who needs to be heard. So if you can get an invitation to them, I'll certainly put them on.
That's great. That's great. Well, so anyway, the question he's talking about how much one of the judges says the ports in Europe have already put AI in every aspect of their operation. They are 90% run by AI transportation. And for people checking into the airports also, the maritime industry, the health industry, all are between 80 and 90% run by AI now. And of course,
right.
Makes the point that all
you
this.
See the story yesterday? We have to take a break here in just a moment. About the AI research that's going on, and for the second time, the AI involved created its own language that we could not crack. We couldn't understand what it was saying. It was competing with us and surpassing us in terms of making its own language to communicate with itself. I know the first time this happened, they had to pull the plug on the computer to stop it.
I wish
this
they would.
The second time, yeah. No, it's loose. It's been loose. It was turned loose around 2010. AI is loose on the internet.
And this is Ray Kurzweil's dream, you know, to reach the singularity where computers
are
more powerful.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
They are very much behind this transhumanist agenda. Cybernetics, the combination of computers and humans, has been a major government focus since the 40s.
All right, hold on just a minute. Professor Carlstrom and I will be right back with more after this. And it is a brave new world for those brave enough to enter it, I guess. The rest are going to have to find another place. Back in a minute. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom about TI and all of that. I got an email here, a quick question. If you get a chance, please ask Eric, are stalking ops run out of fusion centers? I know the answer to that. Yeah, of course. Those are the primary nodes in the whole damn matrix. Yes.
Yeah. Of course, the fusion centers are associated with the Department of Homeland Security, which is formed in 2002 after the false flag state-sponsored terror event of 9/11.
Yeah.
So all
yeah.
this was planned in order to, you know, to turn America into a super Stasi or Gestapo police state, which is what we have. Yeah, and so these fusion centers, which are, you know, 78 of them across America, and they, you know, DHS has a huge, you know, $250 billion budget or something like that, and many departments within it, including FEMA. Yeah, they take quote unquote intelligence, if you see something, say something, from all sectors of society, and they move it up through their, they move it up through their computer systems, you know, and then they figure out who's going to go on the terrorism watch list. And then once you're on the terrorism watch list, of course, there's no, they don't inform you. You don't have a right to, you know, confront your accusers, you know, all of this old nonsense of habeas corpus and, you know, the Bill of Rights goes out the window. So now you're on the terrorism watch list, and they, these guys have lots and lots of federal monies because this is called risk management. We're going to manage the risk to the critical infrastructure of America, which is now, you know, terrorism, anything is anything that by their definition that threatens the critical infrastructure, which includes banks, you know. And so now they can say anybody's a terrorist, and they do. And often the people that get on the list, of course, are very mostly innocent civilians. That many of them, you know, would be on, you know, would have been reported by somebody who didn't like them. And so, yeah, the fusion centers, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI, because they're together in the Joint Terrorism Task Force centers. And, you know, the screens, the computer screens all over the walls, like you see in the movie Enemy of the State or the Jason Bourne movies. This is what they have. They have all these people making a lot of money to track and trace you know, these terrorists, quote unquote. And of course, the government's the terrorist. The government did 9/11. The government killed John F. Kennedy, down the list, you know. And that gets to, of course, our topic for tonight. We're a little late. Uvalde, you know, this is one of the mass shootings. And there can be no doubt in my mind that this is an example of someone who has been turned into a Manchurian candidate.
Look at the guy. Look at his eyes. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of this is domestic terrorism. In fact, just about everything is domestic terrorism. You know,
isn't that the truth? That's funny.
Yeah. Domestic terrorism. And, you know, we could do a whole five shows on domestic terrorism, but all of this is domestic terrorism. And, you know, Greg Reese did a nice little report on what happened at Columbine, giving you the inside story that Columbine. This was a city that was founded by Lockheed Martin back in the 50s. And so you had all these military industrial types there. So you had the same kind of pattern where these two young men, according to the movie, the short YouTube by Greg Reese, were actually raped by these, you know, powerful military guys when they're in high school. So, you know, they managed to turn them into psychopaths, and this can be done in many ways, but certainly raping is, you know, one useful method for these people. Trauma-based mind control is what they call it. And so they turn them into killers, and the pattern is the same as at Uvalde. Police completely stand down. So now you have criminal cops who are paid to protect us, who are criminally negligent at the scene, so that these government-sponsored operations can go forward to terrorize the American people. So, of course, we'll give up our guns. And it's, you know, it's been a long time. They haven't got us to give up our Second Amendment rights, but that is certainly
what we made. $1 million in guns every month for the last 14 months now in this country. To people, and I mean people on both ends of the spectrum. There are a lot of liberals, a lot of communists who are arming up now too.
That's right. Well, the writing's on the wall. But there's another nice video. There's so much coming out now, Jeff. You know, I've got my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website with about 2,000 posts. So many people, you know, comment on these posts. So many people email me, you know, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. That, you know, that keeps me busy. There's a flood of information coming in. And this, you know, young guy named, I think he calls himself Lookout for Charlie. He did a nice little piece at YouTube, A Brief History of Voice of God. That's the synthetic telepathy, microwave hearing, neuromonitoring, weapons, psychic subversion, and propaganda trickery. weaponized RF, radio frequency, and he makes the point that all of the mass shooters, Myron May, Aaron Alexis, you know, actually reached out to police and complained they were hearing voices. So all of them are going through this torture, cyber torture, gang stalking, electronic torture. This poor kid who did the shooting, like you say, look at his eyes. He's not even there. He is now a bio-robot. So the government figured out how to do this a long time ago. In fact, in 1952, the CIA wrote a memo saying we want to find ways to get people to do our bidding, even if it is against their sense of self-interest and even their sense of self-preservation. In other words, we want a puppet. Here's the actual words. The aim of controlling an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will and even against such fundamental laws of human nature as self-preservation. Okay, that was during Operation Bluebird when, according to Dr. Colin Ross, who wrote a big book called Operation Bluebird, they had already figured out how to create a Manchurian candidate, split personality through trauma-based mind control.
Yes, so Colin knew all of it. He really did. Did he die? Didn't we lose him recently? Was it Colin that died?
I really don't know.
One of those big three that I knew personally that passed, and I can't remember if it was Ross. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, and then in that brilliant movie, The Battle for the Minds of Men, or The Minds of Men by Aaron and Melissa Dykes, there's so much there. It's almost 4 hours. People should watch it six times until they get all the little details.
Yeah, but it's too much. Why do they do that? I mean, they do wonderful work, but come on, the average person to sit down and watch a 4 hour from anybody, that's an ordeal.
That's true, and they've got a bibliography with the scientific literature in it, which
Correct.
Just goes.
They do magnificent research, but it's lost in terms of length. They've got to make teaser versions of it or something, like, you know, 10-minute pieces, 15-minute pieces. Invite people to go and look at the whole thing. Go ahead.
We can't pander to stupid people. We have to pull in the intelligent people.
I understand, but even the intelligent people are pushed to the wall in terms of time and availability and. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, so they start out this fantastic. I can't praise it too much. So they start out this thing with a guy typing on a typewriter. It turns out it's Richard Helms, the CIA director, and it's memorandum date 19 June 1964. Subject: Soviet research and development in the field of direction and control of human behavior. And you're watching this thing. They don't say anything about it. It's just going by the screen. And what he's typing says: Current research indicates that the Soviets are attempting to develop a technology for controlling the developmental behavior patterns of the citizenry of the USSR in accordance with politically determined requirements of the system. Furthermore, the same technology can be applied to more sophisticated approaches to the coding of information, there's your information warfare, for transmittal to the population targets in the battle for the minds of men. And he also, at the church hearings, Richard Helms, CIA director, said, the U.S. was always 5 years ahead of the Soviets in the battle for the minds of men. He is talking about population targets in America. I am convinced. I have gotten so many messages from people who have been targeted since the 70s and the 60s, 50 years and more. They have been chosen by our government to be targeted. And the same thing happened, of course, in Sweden, where they actually tried to control people from birth to death. This is as evil as you can possibly imagine. And yet this is our government. These are top secret programs. The Manhattan Project of the Mind, if you will, in the 40s and 50s, in which the CIA and their partners were spending $1 billion a year or more to learn all these torture techniques and mind control techniques and electronic manipulation of behavior and the mind. Now all of this is coming to the fore in the form of, you know, Elon Musk's Neuralink and SpaceX.
Yeah. How close is that to market, Neuralink? They'll be lined up around the block to get that. You know it.
That's why the
idiot class will go for that. Oh man, I'll be connected to the cloud. I'll have all the information in the cloud at my brain access and no problem, and I'll be brilliant. No, they'll buy it.
this elite that rules the world is their survival of the fittest mentality. And that's what they figure. They figure that they have the technology, they have the brains on their side, and there's no question. So it is a war, it is a spiritual battle, but it is also an information war, as Alex Jones, that's the name of his show. So holding up our end requires getting the truth out, which is very, very difficult, because information warfare is designed to throw out so much disinformation, misinformation, that the public, you know, in their limited time and education, can't sort through the facts. And they muddy the well, as they've done since Operation Mockingbird began in the 1950s, in which they would the CIA would pay reporters to write lies. And so this is the world we live in. We're controlled by this tiny elite class, which has the money and the technology. They're totally evil. They have aspirations to rule the world, as you know, and take all the resources and then to kill.
Well, aspirations. I hate to say it, my friend, but they're well on their way.
Yeah, Jeff, did you get the track?
I have the music. I do.
Would you like to play that? This is by Dr. Ronnie Kilda, who again,
It's by or about.
It's me reciting her phrases from her book against a background of my own piano music. So this is the first track on my Lifeline Essential Teachings and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens, which is available on my ericcarlstrom.com website. In my attempt to throw out the information so that TIs can survive. Because if a TI doesn't know what's happening, they can very easily be overwhelmed and then just go ahead and kill themselves. If they do know what's happening, they have moments.
One can only imagine how many have taken that route.
Yes, that's right. I think it's very effective. And, of course, these people are guilty of treason. They're guilty of torture. They're guilty of murder.
The worst. They're not Americans. There's nothing to do with America. Nothing.
Nothing to do.
Okay, here we go. Let's turn this up here a little bit there, and here we go. This is Professor Carlstrom paying tribute to Ronnie Kilda.
The late Dr. Ronnie Kilda was former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, author, activist, and political insider. Her no-touch torture targeting began in 1985 and culminated in her murder, probably by induced heart attack, in 2015. The following insights come from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, published posthumously in 2015. The elite have plans to get rid of two-thirds of the world's population with electromagnetic warfare, chemical warfare, and psychological warfare. Mind control, MK, is listed as a non-lethal weapon by the military. In 2002, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research in Geneva, Switzerland, designated mind control as a weapon of mass destruction, along with nuclear bombs. This technology links the brains of people via implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. All the U.S. military branches are involved in the development of the technology in cooperation with civil institutions like the Department of Health and what is known as the Neural Network Association. At their 1991 conference, it was revealed that they submitted and endorsed over 1,000 projects in brain-computer technology at 350 medical centers, universities, etc. The best way to control people without their knowledge is through mind control. According to the CIA director in 1972, mind control means a world where every thought, emotion, observation, and need is controlled. Cybernetics, full neurological control and communication, has been in use since the 1940s without the knowledge of the public. The objectives are behavior modification and influencing mental and bodily functions, processes, and emotions remotely through computer satellite links. Directed energy weapons, mostly EMF or electromagnetic frequency, and acoustic weapons act on the psyche and the body of human beings and all living creatures. They have been called by many names: psychophysical weapons, weapons of information warfare, psychotronic weapons, cognitive weapons, neurological weapons, mind-invasive weapons, mind control and electronic harassment weapons, remote neural monitoring, active denial systems, weapons of electronic warfare, means of neuro-linguistic programming, means for behavior modification, means of influence technology, computerized brainwashing machines, devices to zombify people, means to induce mental and physical illness, means for hostile surveillance, people zappers, and weapons of mass destruction. The Swedish military research, FOI, declares in their report of activities that their goal is to direct the cognitive functions of people for a lifetime. On July 21, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons be used against anyone engaged in activities that DOD opposed. That could include almost anyone. Huh. DOD's potential enemies may be countercultural individuals, those with opposing political viewpoints, economic competitors, biological undesirables, etc. From my point of view, the uses of this new technology philosophically are comparable to and amount to the biblical fall of man, the eviction from paradise. The all-encompassing thought, reading, and mind-influencing capacity of this technology divides man into two encampments: those few God-like people who are allowed to use these means, and all others whose freedom and free will is being taken away. We have been very surprised to hear about school and shopping center shootings. How many realize that these are tests where mind control programming is used to create a human robot? The serial killer is himself a victim, being programmed to be an emotionless robot and following orders to kill. The real killers sit behind computers and send him electromagnetic beams to the brain. The Secret Services and their sabotage and terror departments are the biggest terrorists in the world and work together with the mafia. That was the case even in World War II, as has been published decades ago. More crimes against humanity have been committed under the shield of national security than people can ever know, possibly even more than the mafia. To label the non-consensual human experimentees, the victims of mind control, as paranoid schizophrenic is a crime against humanity.
Well, first of all, she would be very pleased with that and honored. And secondly, I fear to ask, is that you playing the piano?
Yeah, that's on one of my piano CDs, and that's the background for the information that I am presenting in this Lifeline project is my own instrumental music. So what I've done is taken my guitar, piano, and even a couple banjo instrumentals to back up the now I don't know if that really helps deliver the message, but I think it's kind of works. Maybe a little spoonful of sugar, you know, helps the medicine go down. And from what I understand from people like Brian too, it's really useful for the targeted people to multitask.
No, I like it. I like it. It's a big plus. I'm not listening to the master recording directly, but you might want to take it down a little bit, so the voice and your words have a little bit more clear stage to themselves. Just a little, maybe 5%, 10%, play with it. But the piano music was extraordinarily appropriate for that and beautifully played.
Thank you.
I don't know. You're welcome. I don't know who taught you, but...
Well, I did.
You're damn good.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I started with the trombone and then gave that up after a couple of years when guitar got popular. And then it was guitar, piano, and banjo ever since. And now I'm working on resophonic guitar, which is a dobro. And they all have different voices. They're all just a lot of fun to play. And I think it's, you know, I think they're targeting, number one, they're targeting a lot of musicians. You know, they want to take the juice, the creativity from people. And of course, put it in their robots and their AI and that sort of thing. Yep. So, you know, there are many reasons why they target people, but one of them, I think, is to steal ideas, to steal talent, you know, because this is information warfare. They go into your mind. They can remove things. They can put things in there and they can remove things from it.
It's so incredible. Creating memories that you never had before, things you never experienced. Oh, I remember that. Or removing memories of things you did experience. I never done that before. And you don't know. Your mind is now their sandbox, their playground.
Yes, and you know, if ever there was a moment to fight back and say no, you know, this is you know, we're here for a good
reason. We're hanging on by our fingernails at this point, and I agree with you. It's now or never.
Yeah, it's choose freedom or slavery forever. Because this system, if it gets implemented, you know, it's like 1984. They're looking for a system will cement the class differences of the upper class and very, very lower class feudalistic system with no middle class. So if you have an ounce of self-preservation instinct, fight. Fight with everything you got. Fight nonviolently, I presume, but fight. And we're in the fight of our life, Jeff. And I thank you so much for your amazing continual efforts. And this is what it takes. It takes sustained effort over long time periods to really understand these complex things and to make a difference. So thank you
You're welcome, and I'm honored, and you have done so much to make it accessible to people who care to learn what the hell's going on all around them, through them, in them. It's amazing when you really grasp it, and you have, and well, you're a victim. I've been messed with, too. So, okay, we'll continue this in 2 weeks. Eric sent me 4 pieces to be posted. They're up in headlines, or they will be shortly. They'll be in his, look on the left-hand side, in his columnist section as well. All worthy, all worth looking at. And go to his major websites. He's got 4 or 5 of them, and they're extraordinary. Okay. I'm still amazed at your piano prowess.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, music is a wonderful thing, and it's another world, you know, and I think it's sometimes better than words.
I concur. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Eric. You be well.
Night.
Okay. Night. Professor Eric Carlstrom. Remarkable. Okay. Tomorrow, another day, Friday. Talk to you then.